Chapter 2. A Meeting with a Shark. The train raced on for 5 minutes more, then began to slow down. The woman closed her phone and busily collected her things together.
"So, Köln,"
she said brightly, and stood up.
"Now I must find my husband, and you must go to the Berlin train, platform 2.
Soon the train came to a stop, and Hero followed the woman off onto the platform. Immediately after they'd said goodbye, she called loudly to a tired-looking man waiting at the bottom of a staircase. The man hurried over to her, then followed her up the stairs, carrying all her bags. Hero made his way to platform 2. He had half an hour to wait for his next train, and for some reason, sitting on the station made him feel lonely again. As soon as the train arrived, he climbed in. He found an empty seat, then sat looking out at the crowd of people outside the window. Hero noticed an attractive blonde girl with a big blue bag getting on the train. He wondered if the girl might come and sit in the seat opposite him. But after taking a few steps towards him, she chose a seat 3 rows away. Hero was disappointed. Then a man with silvery grey hair, wearing a grey raincoat, got on. He was pulling a small suitcase on wheels. Hero watched him come closer. He stopped some way down the train and spoke to one of the people there, giving a wide, toothy smile. Hero didn't like the look of the man. There was something about his smile, his grey clothes, and the silent way he moved, which reminded Hero of a shark. The man came down the train towards him. Hero hoped the man would walk past, but he didn't.
"Excuse me," the man said in English, giving the same smile. "Is anyone sitting here?"
Hero had no choice. As well as the seat beside him, the two opposite were free.
"No," he said. "Of course."
"Thank you so much," the man answered.
The man pushed his suitcase under the seat, then sat down opposite Hero. Hero felt uncomfortable. The man's eyes seemed very small and his teeth very sharp. Hero was reminded of a shark once again. He imagined the man swimming towards him and smiling. The smile made Hero feel very cold, as if an icy hand had touched the back of his neck. He watched as the man took off his grey raincoat, took a mobile phone from the coat pocket, and put the phone on the table between them. Hero noticed the man's hands. They looked terribly clean, and the fingernails perfect. Hero wondered if the man might be a dentist. The train pulled out of the station. Hero tried to look away from the man and read his book again, but something kept making him look up. The man had taken a newspaper from his case and put on a pair of glasses now. He looked quite strong, but with his grey hair, Hero guessed he must be in his mid-60s, even 70 perhaps. After a while, the man put down the newspaper and checked his phone. He did everything very carefully, holding the phone at a distance and looking at the screen. His fingers moved lightly over the keys. After a couple of minutes, the man put the phone onto the table, sat back in his seat, and closed his eyes. Hero suddenly felt much calmer. The man had made him nervous. It was like being near a dangerous animal. "Yes," Hero decided. "He's not a man. He's a shark." Hero relaxed and read his book. The train was soon racing along again, and his book was very exciting. The next time he checked his watch, it was after 4 o'clock. He looked at the man opposite.
"Good.
The shark is still sleeping, he thought. Hiro got out his guidebook and tried to decide what to do when he reached Berlin. He had booked a room in a cheap hotel, the Hotel Alma, in an area called Kreuzberg. But how would he get there? There seemed to be an underground train called the U-Bahn, but also an overground one, the S-Bahn. Which one should he use? All of a sudden, the train braked sharply, and a number of things happened at once. The braking was so hard that a woman walking down the train fell across the table between Hiro and the shark. As she fell, she knocked the shark's newspaper and phone off the table and onto the seat beside Hiro. At the same moment, the shark jumped up and his hand shot out. But instead of helping the woman, he reached out across the table to try to get his things back. Hiro was very surprised. The shark couldn't reach his things, but after a moment, he became quite pleasant again. Speaking in German, he took the woman's arm and helped her up. A conversation followed, then the woman went away. The shark sat down again. Almost immediately, he said,
"You have my mobile phone, I believe."
Hiro didn't understand for a moment. Then he looked down at the seat beside him and saw the man's phone on his jacket. Hiro was surprised because he thought he'd put his own phone there. He picked up the phone and passed it across.
"I'm sorry," he said.
"That's all right," the shark said, taking the phone.
As he did so, their hands touched. The shark's hand felt cold.
"These trains are so dangerous," he went on. "They are too fast. I am always nervous traveling in this country."
"Yes," Hiro answered.
"Will you excuse me for a moment?" the man said. "Please be so kind to keep my seat for me."
Without waiting for an answer, he picked up his phone and walked up the train to the toilet. Hiro watched the shark close the toilet door, then saw the light above the door come on. For a moment, nothing happened. Then Hiro heard the small ringing sound his phone made when a text message came through. He looked down. Under his jacket, he found his phone. So, it was there after all. His heart gave a tiny jump. Could it be a text from Akiko? He picked up the phone and pressed a key to open the message. For a second or two, he didn't understand. He could understand the English, but not what it meant. He read it twice. "Meet Brandenburg Gate, 1 p.m. tomorrow. Collect equipment and half fee." It was another 2 or 3 seconds before Hiro realized the phone wasn't his.